Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 9th edition. We've got a 14-game banger on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Wild, wild night around the diamond. Saw some great screenshots in a couple of the chats last night. And if you played some preseason football and you cashed, you must have played at thequantedge.com. And if you're not there yet, I'm telling you, I've been preaching it. I never, ever even cared for preseason. Their stuff is great. I know the regular season content is great because I tagged along at times last year when I didn't have time to do a ton of in-depth research. Their member Discord, their lineup optimizers, their tools are what it's all about. Plus, tons of great content coming this year. Jump on board. Get the NFL season pass for $149.99. And when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free. Highly recommend it. I write the batter breakdown over there 6 days a week. Have much a lot of content there. Member Discord and tools as well for the MLB. So sign up for the NFL package. There's two preseason games tonight. Elliot Crist and company already have the content getting ready to be published as we speak at 5:15 a.m. Pacific time. So go check it out. Quantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Buy the NFL season package for $149. Get MLB free. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help the podcast out quite a bit. All right, 14-game slates on tap. We have 11 of the 14 totals right now, and we got offense. Houston at Baltimore, 10.5. Yankees, Blue Jays, 11. Braves, Marlins, 8. Cubs, Reds, 9. Royals, Tigers, waiting on that one. As it's either going to be Tim Alderman or, as DraftKings has it, Edwin Jackson is back in town. So that's a good one. You got Angels, Red Sox, 11. Nationals, Mets, 8. Indians, Twins, 9.5. Rangers, Brewers, waiting on the total there. As Colby Allard will be making his debut, it looks like, for the Texas Rangers. Pirates, Cardinals, 9. D-backs, Dodgers, 8. Rockies, Padres, 9. Rays, Mariners, waiting on that one because it looks like Jalen Beeks will be getting the start for the Rays. And then Phillies, Giants, 8.5. So a couple good spots for pitching, lots of good spots for offense as usual. Let's get the pitching we're looking at here. We do have 4, 6. We have like 9 guys at 9K and above. That's big for a night around the diamond these days. You have Walker Buehler at 11-5 versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's at home. He has a 2.54 ERA, averaging 28 points per game at home this season. He's averaging 19 points per game against Arizona. Recent home starts 51 against the Padres, 52 actually, 39 against Miami, 23 against Arizona, 53 against Colorado, 26 against the Cubs. Those are his last home starts. Those are outstanding. He gets Arizona again tonight. That offense can be very hit and miss at times. A lot more miss than hit. They strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Buehler, 29% K rate, 44% ground ball rate. When you look even deeper at Arizona, 3.3 team total is the lowest on the slate. Lefties, 273. Righties, 273. Lock for like with Walker Buehler. What's not to like is an $11,500 price tag. But if you want to get all the way up, especially in cash games, highly recommend Buehler tonight. Shane Bieber, $11,000 at the Minnesota Twins. It's very, very dicey. Clevinger did quite well last night. Twins got to the Indians bullpen. When you look at Bieber, 2.79 road ERA compared to 3.79 at home, averaging almost 26 points per game on the road. In 3 appearances against the Twins this year, averaging about 18 points per start. Recent home starts, 47.5 at Toronto. 32 at Cincinnati, 42 at Baltimore, 23 at Texas, 38 at Detroit. He's been an electric factory, especially on the road, which is pretty wild. It is a Minnesota team that can be very tough, so this is a GPP only, but you're going to get an ace pitcher at low ownership tonight. Minnesota strikes out 21% of the time versus righties. Bieber, 31% K rate, 14% swinging strike rate, and a 45% ground ball rate. Those are outstanding numbers. Minnesota has a 4.5 team total. Lefties 318, righties 282 versus Bieber. It's GPP only because the Twins are scary as hell, but you have massive upside at pretty much zero ownership for Shane Bieber at 10-7. Yu Darvish at $9,200 has my attention in a big, big way at the Cincinnati Reds. Darvish is starting to get it going of late. ERA below 4 on the road, better than his 4.7 ERA at home. He's faced the Reds three times this year. He's averaging 20.5 points per start. I'll take 20-plus in a Great American Small Park at low ownership for $9,200. I'll sign up for that right now. Recent starts, 26 at home against Milwaukee, 23 at St. Louis. He got beat up at the Giants when the Giants were actually playing good baseball. But then home against the Reds for 29, home against Pittsburgh for 27, at Pittsburgh 14, and then that's where he had his hiccups. But for the last, you know, one, two, three, four of his last five starts, 23 or more DraftKings points, he's looked really, really good. I've heard some good breakdowns about his pitch mix changing. His velo looks a bit, little better. Things are pointing in the right direction for one Yu Darvish. And he faces the Reds team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 28% K rate and 47% ground ball rate of his own. And you get a Reds team with a 4.5 team total, same total as the Twins. Pitcher's $1,500 cheaper. Lefty's 342 off Darvish. Right is only 272. The Reds have a 312 WOBA and a 171 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Darvish at 92 is very, very intriguing in a GPP as well. Lastly, GPP, cash, whatever, Wade Miley, $9,000. Been much better at home than on the road this year. Something to keep in mind there. But he's faced Baltimore once for 23 DraftKings points. His last few starts, 21 at home against Seattle, 23 at St. Louis, 22 at home against Oakland, 17 at the Angels, 16 at Texas, 23 at Colorado. He's been very, very good. At worst, he probably, you know, I'm not going to say never, rarely gets blown up. So he's not going to completely destroy your lineup. He's $9,000 with a ton of upside. Facing a Brewers team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching, Miley's a -215 road favorite. You don't see that very often, folks. The Astros are going to take Dylan Bundy and the Orioles to Pound Town tonight, and Wade Miley will be a part of that. Miley's got a 21% K rate of his own and a 53% ground ball rate, which really helps him stay out of a big trouble. Like, he'll give it up once in a while, but that prevents the big, big trouble. Baltimore 4.3 team total, lefties 273, righties 273 off Wade Miley. The Orioles have a 315 WOBA, 170 ISO, which are both good. Not great, but good versus left-handed pitching. But Miley has limited damage all year. It is Camden, which can be sneaky, but it's a crappy Orioles offense. I think Miley at 9,000, super nice. I got him 1. I got Buehler 2. Darvish 3. Bieber 4. I think Bieber's got tremendous upside. Just the toughest matchup out of the 4 for sure. All right, dropping into the 8s and 7K range. You got Brad Keller of the Kansas City Royals, $8,000. Since the All-Star break, he's increased velocity, he's changed his pitch mix, and the results have shown he's faced Detroit three times this year, averaging 18 points per start. Much better at home than on the road, but since the All-Star break, he's been just fine on the road. 22 at Minnesota, 13 against Toronto, 23 at Atlanta, 22 against the White Sox, almost 32 against the Tigers a few starts back. And that's been so since the All-Star break, 32, 22, 23, 13, 22. He's been outstanding since the break. Like I said, more velocity, different pitch mix. Faces a Tigers team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Keller striking out more since that break as well. He has a 51% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. You get a Tigers team that we're waiting on the team total, but lefties 339, righties 324 versus Keller. That's more the whole sample, not just since the break. But you look at a Tigers team, 287 WOBA, 146 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So there's a lot to like there. With Brad Keller at $8,000, a lot to like. Other than that, Jalen Beeks, $7,600 at the Seattle Mariners. Beeks has been very rocky of late. He was starting out the year great, really kind of hasn't really pitched well at all in about three or four starts. He had a stretch there earlier this year when he was consistently getting outings, pitching great. But the biggest thing here, $7,600, he's facing the Seattle team that's been striking out a ton of late with all these roster moves they've had. A 27% K rate versus lefties, which is outstanding. Beeks has a 45% ground ball rate and 18% K rate. If he can just put together five innings of good pitching, there's a lot to like here with Jalen Beeks. Lefties 333, righties 335 off Beeks, but at $7,600, he's GPP relevant tonight. So down in this range, I got Keller 1, Beeks 2. Now, when we start talking punts, there's a couple I can actually kind of, sort of, maybe get behind tonight. We'll start it off with our buddy, good old Cal Quantrill at $6,200 looking for some Road Rockies action. Quantrill's been very, very good since the break. In recent starts at the Dodgers, he got 10. Okay, I'll let that one go. It's the frickin' Dodgers. But home against the Giants, 18. At the Cubs, 27.5. Home against Atlanta, 16.5. Those are all since the break. So three good starts. Had a hiccup at the Dodgers that still almost got you 10 points, which when we're looking at punts, you want 10 or more, but preferably outside of that, he was getting 16.5 or more in the three previous starts. Those would be outstanding at $6,200. You got the Road Rockies coming into town. They had some fun last night against Lauer. Kind of expected. We weren't super shocked by that. But Quantrill's a big prospect pedigree guy. Looks like he might be figuring it out. Colorado strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Quantrill, 20% K rate, almost 48% ground ball rate. All of that has improved since the All-Star break, since he got a regular spot in the rotation. You got a Rockies team. Where did they go? You have a Rockies team with a 4.2 team total. Lefties 359, righties 244 off Quantrill. So at $6,200, I don't mind him at all down here. I think he's definitely an option, but surprisingly, my third option. My top option down here is Drew Smyly, $5,800 at the San Francisco Giants. Since coming over to the Phillies, 24 at Pittsburgh, 27 at home against the Giants, and then 12.5 at home against the White Sox. Even the 12.5, I'll take for $5,800. But the fact he's got 20 plus point upside even is tremendous. This Giants team had their hot streak. They are ice cold right now. Like Vanilla Ice makes songs about them called Ice Ice Baby. This is how bad it's been. The Giants strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Drew Smyly, 23% carry as he started using that cutter a boatload more. I watched that start against the Giants. It was cutters and curves all over the place. He was jamming guys. He was painting corners. He looked like a wannabe Tom Glavine out there. Don't get me wrong. He's not Tom Glavine. He's not as good as Tom Glavine. But the way he was working it in that start reminded me a lot of how Glavine worked corners and got in on guys and made life real complicated. He's got a heavy fly ball rate, but that works in AT&T ballpark. Giants have a 4.3 team total. And when you look at the Giants, a 291 wOBA and a 144 ISO versus left-handed pitching is very, very bad. So Smyly, phenomenal punt this evening. And last but not least, if you want to get really weird, Kyle Freeland at $4,800. This is a guy I love picking on. If you want to pick on him tonight, I'm totally cool with it. Not a problem at all. But you look at him on the road, he's averaging 12.5 points per game on the road with a 4.9 ERA compared to 9.5 at home. And then his recent start since his recall, 17.7, that was at home against the Giants. He had a minus 12 at home against the Dodgers, but then 18.5 at the White Sox, 5.6 at the Yankees. Okay, we'll let that one go. But other road starts, 17 at Boston. Like, there's upside with Freeland. He could get bombed. There's no question about it. Kyle Freeland's a bum at times. But $4,800 at home, I mean on the road, $4,800 on the road in Petco Park against a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus lefties. Like, the Padres could score four runs in five or six innings. If Freeland just strikes out like five or six dudes at $4,800, you're money ahead. It's just, don't get shelled, Freeland, and you're going to hit value for us. And that's a big request, a huge request for Freeland, is don't get shelled. But it's a request that's somewhat doable. He strikes out about 18% of the guys he faces in a 44% ground ball rate. He keeps that ball on the ground and gets some strikeouts against the Padres team that strikes out that much. You got upside. The Padres do have a 4.8 team total, one of the higher on the slate, like 7th or 8th highest. Lefties 290, righties 382 off Freeland. It's scary. The Padres have a 335 wOBA and a 198 ISO versus lefties. Terrifying. But when you really break it all down, at $4,800, there is upside with one Kyle Freeland. And that is very weird to say, because for loyal listeners of the show, how often do we pick on Kyle Freeland? Every time. And if you want to tonight, I don't hate it. It's not my top plays by any means, but I don't hate it. So down below, I got Smyly, Freeland, Quantrill. Recapping overall, up top, 9K and above, Miley, Buehler, Darvish, Bieber. In the middle, 7 and 8K, Keller, Beeks. And then down below, Smyly, Freeland, Quantrill. So if you can build around like Miley or any of the top four guys, but then have Keller and then any of the punts down below, you can make some magic happen. If you just want to go Keller and the punts, you get all the bats in the world. I'm totally cool with it. The guys up top have tremendous upside, but these guys down below that I mentioned, Keller and some of these punts, we've shown the big upside with them as well, and that's all you're looking for when you pay down, is do they have that ceiling, that upside ability, and these guys do, and that's what we're looking for tonight, especially in GPPs. All right, let's check out the bats on this 14-game slate at the lovely, lovely catcher's position. It's not as luxurious up top as it used to be, but Travis d'Arnaud at $4,400, great spot versus Gonzalez. D'Arnaud is crushing left-handed pitching. He's hitting everything right now. The thing with Marco is he's shown reverse splits this year. Lefty's 348, righty's 307. Still not a bad spot for d'Arnaud if you want to go that way. Or you can just save some cash, like a Christian Vasquez at 41 is not bad. Not one of my top plays. What I'd rather do is I'd go down to Austin Romine at 37 versus Reed Foley. Romine's crushing the baseball. The Yankees are crushing baseballs. They're back in Toronto. They're going to be a massive favorite yet again. They have a team total of 5.8. Lefty's 297. Righty's 326 versus Reed Foley. There's a lot to like here when you look at Austin Romine. And if he's not starting, you look at his teammate Higashioka against Foley. Either one of them is a very, very good catcher spot if you so choose this evening. Pedro Severino versus Wade Miley. If you're targeting Miley for any reason, Severino does crush left-handed pitching. He's 3,600, so he's a guy you can take a peek at. Matt Wieters at 36, not a lockdown, like excited to play Matt Wieters play, but it's more a Chris Archer is really, really bad type play. The Cardinals have a 4.8 team total on the year. Lefty's 348, righty's 359. Wieters gives you a little bit of sense of stability in that matchup. Yeah, like Francisco Mejia at 36, if you're fading Freeland, you could definitely go that route. Otherwise, you just go cheaper, and you got a couple guys down here at 3,100. You got Martin Maldonado versus Dylan Bundy. The Astros are obviously a smash spot tonight. Team total is 6.2. Lefty's 305, righty's 320. Bundy gives up long balls everywhere. Baltimore's bullpen gives up long balls everywhere. Houston is a phenomenal play. When we go position by position, they are expensive as all get up. So you got Maldonado at 31. You got Danny Jansen at 31 versus J.A. Happ. Righties are crushing J.A. Happ this season. Toronto's got a 5.2 team total, currently fifth highest on the slate. There's a few totals still to come out. Like I said, there's six team totals we don't have. But right now, Toronto's fifth on the slate. Lefty's 287, righty's 343. And Happ's given up over two home runs per nine this year to right-handed hitters. There's a ton to like with Toronto tonight. Danny Jansen at 31. He's been cold. He had that really, really hot streak to get our hopes back up. He's averaging 5 over his last 10, 5-0-0, 24-11. The upside's there at 3,100. We just haven't seen it consistently. But in a GPP, he's got tremendous upside in that matchup. Other than that, you're going to go down. You're going to look at lineups when they come out. It's like Elias Diaz at 3K versus Hudson. You can always play Mathis at 2K versus the lefty Gio Gonzalez. Max Stassi's out there against Brian Johnson at 2,100. That could definitely be an option because Brian Johnson this season in a very small sample is getting crushed by lefties. Righties. God, I keep doing it. Crushed by righties. And then even in his career, it's not been pretty. So if you want to Max Stassi at 2K against Brian Johnson, that's definitely an option. Just like Jeff Mathis. I'd rather have Stassi personally than Jeff Mathis if you want to pick a 2K catcher. First base, you could go Danny Santana, switch hitting versus Gio at 52. Freddie Freeman, lefty-lefty versus Smith is not ideal. What I'd be starting with, I think might be popular, is Yuli Gurriel at 5,000 against Dylan Bundy. Gurriel, three homers in his last two games. Really good spot for you there. You got Jose Ozuna. I really started looking at him last night because he's been high-priced on every slate lately. He's averaging 10.5 in his last 10. 3, 12, 9, 21, 6, 10, 5, 18, 5, 16. It's kind of a roller coaster ride with Ozuna. The upside's there. What I would say with him, if you're stacking Pittsburgh, don't forget him. Just because he has that tremendous upside. It's just a weird situation with him. Pittsburgh's got a 4.2 team total. Lefty's 393, righty's 314 with Dakota Hudson. And yes, Ozuna's a righty, but the thing with Hudson, massive pitch to contact guy. Massive. Not striking guys out. So that's why I'm not saying Ozuna's a must play. But A, no one's going to own him. And B, if you're stacking, he's an interesting stack in the middle of that Pittsburgh lineup. You got switch hitting Carlos Santana versus Devin Smeltzer at 47. Not bad at all. Cleveland, a team total just around 5. Lefty's 273. Righty's 341 versus Smeltzer. You could definitely go somewhere with Carlos Santana in the matchup like that. Trey Mancini against Wade Miley, a good GPP play as well. I mentioned Ozuna a second ago. Josh Bell has been a mess. Averaging less than 5 points in his last 10. It's been bad. 4-0, 5-9, 3-13. He's only got like one homer since some July or June or some. It's been bad, really, really bad. If there was ever a night to play Josh Bell, it's tonight. I'm not saying he's a must play, but if you want to get weird, You're going to get a low-owned Josh Bell and a phenomenal matchup for Dakota Hudson. A phenomenal matchup. So if you want to get weird, tonight's the night. Just throwing it out there. Anthony Rizzo at 44. I think the Cubs are very interesting versus Trevor Bauer. Bauer's given up over 2 home runs per 9 to left-handed hitters this year. They're hitting them with a ton of authority. Sure, Bauer's getting a ton of strikeouts. He goes deep into games, but he's never pitched in Great American Small Park as a member of the Reds. That could get scary at times. You got a Cubbies team with a team total just below about 4.5. Lefties are hitting 346 on the year. Righties 284 versus Bauer. He might be in for a rude awakening. He might deal. He might absolutely deal. But Rizzo at 44 and some of these Cubbies could be some really interesting bats tonight versus Trevor Bauer. As you slide on down, you know, you got like Rhys Hoskins in a GPP. I'd rather not just because of the ballpark. The upside's there, but the ballpark's pretty terrifying. But you could slide on down to the 4K and below, like Albert Pujols at 4K versus Brian Johnson. I mentioned how bad right-handed hitters hit Brian Johnson. So if you stack the Angels, Albert Pujols could be a nice contrarian angle in that stack. Farther down you go, though, like Chester Cuthbert. I absolutely love the Royals tonight. If it's Edwin Jackson, whoever's pitching for Detroit, I don't care. Chester Cuthbert went deep yesterday. He's $3,800 today. First base, third base eligible. I think the Royals are a phenomenal play this evening. Really, really pumped on them. Other than that, the only other punt I had down here, there he is. Jesus Aguilar of Tampa Bay. He's $3,500 against Marco Gonzalez. Hasn't been great, but if you're punting, you could do worse. I'd rather Chester Cuthbert at 38 and not go below that, but Aguilar's there if you need him. Second base, you got Jose Altuve at 53. He's just been a double-digit DraftKings point machine of late. Great spot versus Bundy tonight. But Kesson here is a good pivot. $400 cheaper at $4,900 against Allard at home. Kesson coming off a double-dong night. Really good look there at $4,900. You got Johnny Villar, who's been crushing it, over 13 points per game in his last 10. He's 46 versus Miley. And then Kevin Biggio, I say it all the time, he gets lefties just fine. He's averaging over 11 in his last 10. He's GPP 421, 516, 0, 10, 18, 226. But he's got that big boy upside. Great matchup for the Blue Jays tonight at 4,600 for Biggio. When you slide on down, though, you got like Ozzie Albies crushes lefties. Caleb Smith, not your average lefty, but it's a very sneaky GPP play at 44. Still has Mike Moustakas at 44 versus Colby Allred making his debut for the Texas Rangers. And you get that Texas bullpen. Moustakas at 44 can be a very nice play as well. So if you don't want to pay up, Albies, Moustakas, very good GPP plays. You got Ruben Odor at 43 as a nice GPP play as well. Ian Happ at 4K. Happ has been just crushing the baseball since getting called up. Hitting 333, hit his third home run of the year last night. 25, 23, 8, 14 in his last four. OPS over 1,000. He is crushing it at the plate. Gets Trevor Bauer tonight. We already mentioned the lefty successors, Bauer. We're in Great American Small Park. $4,000 for Ian Happ could be a nice GPP look for you on tonight's action. Going below 4K, Mike Brosu, if you're stacking Tampa Bay, he's a good stack piece. Not so much a one-off, more of a stack in case he gets a part of a big run from Tampa Bay. You got Tommy Edmond if you're stacking St. Louis versus Archer at 38. Cesar Hernandez versus Beattie at 37 is another value. And then other than that, it's like, you know, do you want Luis Arias versus Bieber? Hanser Alberto versus Miley. Alberto does hit lefties well at 34. So you could go to that direction if you want. A Brock Holt, only 33 versus Jaime Barria, is a very, very good punt. Good value there with Brock Holt in that situation. Third base, Bregman at 54 is a great play, but Rafael Devers at 53 is even better. Jaime Barria has been giving up some big boy contact. Big boy. Boston 6.35 team total. Lefties 315. Righties 358. Barria gives up a lot of hard contact. Lots. So Devers at 53 is very, very nice in that matchup. We mentioned Yuli Gurriel already. We mentioned Jose Osuna. But Vladito at 4,600 versus J.A. Happ is sexy. He's averaging 13 over his last 10. His last three have been kind of quiet. I expect that to change tonight as Vladito gets J.A. Happ in a very, very prime matchup. If you want to go back to Gio Urshela, you can at 4,500. Double-donged last night, double-donged the game before, 18 points the game before that. The dude's been crushing it, hitting 323 with 16 Jimmy Jacks on the season. So you get a guy like Gio Urshela at 45 or Sean Reed Foley and that Toronto team. Take advantage of it and run. Hunter Dozier double-donged it last night. He's 4,400. Great piece in the Kansas City stack. We've talked about it time and time again. He's actually hitting with more power versus righties than lefties. So check that out. Slide on down some more. Switch hitting Jose Ramirez for Smeltzer at 44 is not bad. I'd rather roll the dice on Dozier and a GPP Ramirez in cash. You got Moustakas at 44 is a great play. Machado at 44 versus Freeland, sneaky nice as well. So lots in this 44 range if you don't want to pay all the way up to the top. If you want to fade Julio Teheran, Brian Anderson's coming off a double dog night at 41 for Miami. I don't hate it. I love Miami last night. Not as big on them tonight, but if you need to, you definitely can. Sliding that down to 4K and below. You got Evan Longoria at 4K. If you're not using Smiley, you can go there. John Birdie of the Marlins at 39 is another guy. Third base outfield, likes to lead off. He's averaging 12 points over his last 10 at 17 last night. 17, 3, 10, 13, 2, 30, 12. Really getting it going since getting the recall from the minors. So I don't mind him at 39 at third base or in the outfield. Definite upside with Birdie in that matchup. Mitch Ambroso at 3,900. Mitch and Cuthbert at 38. Some other good values for you at the position. And then Brandon Drury at 36. If he cracks the lineup, 0, 3,26, 3, 7,14. He always has that GPP upside if you're looking for a weird part of the stack. That's an angle to go to. And then lastly, Colin Moran, 3,600 versus Dakota Hudson. We mentioned lefties versus Dakota Hudson. We mentioned pitch to contact versus Dakota Hudson. Very good look there with Moran at 3,600. Shortstop, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 56 is a great play if you want to pay all the way up. But I don't think you need to tonight. You got guys like Alex Bregman at 54, Carlos Correa at 53. Both great plays. You got the X-Man at 5K, so they're all really good. I like Correa at 53. Really putting it together of late since coming off the IL, averaging about 13 in his last 10. 9, 25, 9, 10, 18, 7, 21 over his last 7. Lots to like there with Carlos Correa at 5,300. Drop below 5K, you do have Johnny VR, or you just pay $4,600. We mentioned how cheap Vladito was. Well, his teammate Bo Bichette is just straight fire. 11-game hitting streak since getting the call. I think he has 9 or 10 doubles. He had another home run last night, his fourth of the year. Like 23, 7, 13, 21, 19, 10, 7, 12, 22, 10. He's destroying baseballs. He's $4,600 for J.A. Happ. I keep saying it because eventually he's going to go over and the world's going to melt. But right now, it's just crazy what he's doing out there. He's in a great matchup again tonight to keep doing it. It's hard to fade Bo Bichette. The way he's playing right now, he should be priced up near the top, not at 4,600. So it's really hard not to play him. It's crazy. You do have Manny Machado at 44. I mentioned him. I'd rather get to Bichette if I'm paying 44 at shortstop. Machado at third base, fine. There's other 44s I like there as well. But Bichette at 46 compared to Machado at 44, you play Bo Bichette the way things are going right now. You got Gene Segura at 42. If you're dropping down a bit, not bad. But Didi Gregorius, only 4K versus Sean Reed Foley. With the Yankees going crazy, Didi hasn't done a ton, but he did have 10 and 14 the last two games in Baltimore. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet. He's 4K. That's extreme value. Don't sleep on Didi. Eventually, he'll wake up again. You got Paul DeJong at 4K. If you're stacking the Cardinals, he's there. But Willy Adames, great punt at $3,800. Just keeps raking and keeps getting no price increase. He's averaging over 11 in his last 10. Lots to like with Adames at 3,800. A couple other cheapies you can take a peek at. Again, Luis Rengifo at 34. But the cheapie I really like, if you're going to go all the way down, if you're not using Brad Keller tonight, it is Jordy Mercer at $3,000. Really starting to swing it well, averaging 8 points in his last 10. He's homered in 2 of his last 3. Good for cash too, 16, 6, 23, 6, 8. 6 or more points in 5 straight for 3K or less. He's been like as low as 2,100 lately. That's not bad for cash. That's what you're looking for, like a steady floor when you're punting in cash. Outfield, Yelich at 59 is great. Mike Trout at 58 might have the best matchup ever against Brian Johnson. Trout should put some over the monster tonight. But then Jordan Alvarez in Baltimore against Bundy at 57 is just things dreams are made of. That's just outstanding. George Springer is a great play as well, but give me all the Jordan at 57. You slide on down. You got like Starling Marte at 52 is not bad. Benintendi versus Barria at 51's got some potential. So does Brantley, Betts, Martinez. Lots of guys in the 5K range. I love the Red Sox versus Barria. No hiding that at all. But like Jordan and Trout up top are just great. And then like JD and Benny and Marte down below the 5K range is where I'd be looking. GPP-wise, you could look at Ronald Acuna at 49. Not bad. It really sucks Kyle Schwarber is not a punt anymore. He's $4,800. I love him in GPP tonight. I really, really like him against Bauer in a GPP. It's just, I like him a lot better when he was cheaper. Brian Reynolds at 48, very good play versus Dakota Hudson. No one ever plays him. He's averaging 13 over his last 10, 5, 14, 24, 3, 22, 11, and the list goes on and on. He's hitting like 340 on the year. $4,800 for Dakota Hudson is a great play for Brian Reynolds. Sliding on down some more, like Hunter Pence at 47 is not bad, but Ryan Braun at 47 crushes lefties. That's a sneaky good one at 47. Jorge Soler at 46 I like quite a bit, especially if you're stacking Kansas City. Definite upside in that matchup. Max Kepler in a GPP at 46 versus Bieber. I'm not going to hate ever stacking Minnesota in a GPP. But Mike Tauchman at only 45 versus Reed Foley, that's way too cheap. Way too cheap. Averaging 14 over his last 10, 23, 11, 26, 35, 7, 15, 2, 23 over his last 8. $4,500. Great plays. Running. He's hitting bombs. Lots to like with Tauchman at 45. You slide on down some more. Bryce Harper in a GPP, sure. Cameron Maybin at only 44. He continues to put up double-digit nights. Like him quite a bit. Tommy Pham at 43 versus Gio Gonzalez. Very solid in his matchup. Brett Gardner only 42 versus Reed Foley. I don't hate that. Gardner is averaging almost 10 over his last 10. 14, 16, 24 over his last 3. So keep him in mind at 42 if he cracks the lineup tonight. Eddie Rosario at only 42 versus Bieber is nice. But Randall Grichuk, sneaky play at 42 versus J.A. Happ. He mentioned how much righties are crushing Happ. Grichuk's averaging 11 over his last 10, 0, 16, 10, 8, and 20 over his last 5. Sneaky play with Grichuk because everyone focuses on Biggio, Bichette, and Vladito, and rightfully so. But a guy like Grichuk could be a steal at 4,200, especially if you're going big stack in that game. Jason Hayward at 41 in the GPP versus Bauer. I don't hate it. Mentioned Brian Anderson already. Will Myers at 41 versus Freeland. If you're attacking Freeland, you can go there. Myers averaging about 8 over his last 10, 9, 5, 15 in his last 3. GPP relevant at 41. Avisel Garcia loves himself some lefties. He's 41 versus Marco Gonzalez. Don't sleep on that one. A few others. We mentioned Ian Happ. Nick Castellanos. We like lefties versus Bauer, but Castellanos double dong last night. 35, 7, 12, 26 in his last 4. Really good stuff from Casty at 4K. Nice contrarian piece of a stack against Bauer. Few others at the 4K and below. You can look at Yasiel Puig versus Smeltzer at 4K. That is very, very solid in that matchup at that price point especially. Mentioned John Birdie at 39 already. If Delino DeShields cracks Texas's lineup at 39, that could be a value in that matchup. If you're not playing Smiley, like a Kevin Piar and an Austin Slater at 39 are both interesting plays. Teoscar Hernandez, similar to Grichuk. Teoscar at $3,800. He's not as hot as Grichuk is, but he's got that GPP upside. I'd rather have Grichuk, but he's got that upside. A very, very cheap play that should be pretty popular tonight if people are paying attention. Alex Gordon has struggled a lot lately. He donged last night, but you're facing Edwin Jackson. He's a very nice cheap piece of that stack if you want to go there. A few others to peek at, like David Peralta's 38, swinging a very hot bat. It is Walker Buehler, so it's only a GPP play, but he's there. Josh Van Meter and Aquino of Cincinnati are $3,700 each for Darvish. Again, GPP value. It's all these are. I respect these pitchers a lot, but if you're going to get weird on a slate like this, those are good values to be getting weird with. You want that upside play for cheap, and that's what those are. Brandon Drury at 36, Josh Reddick at 36 versus Bundy. Dexter Fowler for St. Louis at 36, but hitting towards the top of that Cardinals lineup. He gets Archer tonight, nice and cheap. Sam Travis went deep for us yesterday. That was pretty. So on and so forth. There'll be a lot down here. Jose Martinez at 35 for St. Louis. So check the lineups, see what else pops out. All right, recapping the pitching on this slate. Wade Miley, Walker Buehler, Yu Darvish, Shane Bieber up top. In the 7 and 8K range, Keller and Beeks. Down below, Smiley, Freeland, and Quantrill. Let's check out the stacks on this slate. I really, really like Kansas City versus whoever the hell Detroit's throwing out there. I think you'll get serious value in that one. Tampa Bay's got some upside. So does Milwaukee versus Kobe Allard. But Boston's going to be awesome. I love Houston. Love, love, love Houston. Yankees are in a great smash spot again. I love Toronto. I think Toronto's a very, very good one tonight. A little different there. Cleveland versus Smeltzer is in play for sure. And then St. Louis and Pittsburgh are very interesting versus Archer and Hudson. Those can be some sneaky plays. The Angels versus Brian Johnson is very nice as well. So you can play home run derby tonight. You can play stack them up. There's lots of ways to go. That's where the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat and the TQE member Discord come into play throughout the day. Let's check out your BVP and send you on your way. Chris Davis is actually 3-for-9 with 2 doubles against Wade Miley. Sleep on that one. But Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Jordan Alvarez, and Aledmys Diaz and George Springer have all homered off of Bundy. As a team, they're hitting 329 with a 430 WOBA and a 300 ISO off of Dylan Bundy. Let that one sink in. That's called domination, folks. Domination. Jacoby Jones has taken Brad Keller deep. Wilson Ramos 5-for-12 with a double off Strasburg. Nothing crazy there. Brian Anderson 4-for-13 with a homer off Tehran. Curtis Granderson's got 3 homers for hitting a .196. Martin Prado 13-for-39. Nothing crazy there. Nick Senzel 4-for-10 with a double off Darvish. Nick Castellanos 14-for-50. It's a .280 average. 4 doubles and a homer off Trevor Bauer. So he's seen him quite a bit with the Tigers. Elvis Andrus 7-for-21. 2 doubles versus Gio Gonzalez. Eddie Rosario and Marwin Gonzalez have both taken Shane Bieber deep. Francisco Lindor 2-for-2. 2 homers off Smeltzer. Roberto Perez has taken him deep as well. Colton Wong, who I like as a value short second baseman also. Jose Martinez, Paul Goldschmidt, and Matt Carpenter have all taken Chris Archer deep. Josh Bell 4-for-6. 2 doubles off of Hudson. Marte 4-for-8 with a homer. Pollock, Martin, Turner, Seager have all taken Robbie Ray deep. But as a team, Dodgers hitting a .192 off Robbie Ray. That's not great. Christian Walker 2-for-6, 2 homers off Buehler. Marte 5-for-13, but as a team, they're hitting .216 off Buehler. Hunter Renfro 5-for-15, 2 doubles and a homer off of Freeland. Nothing real crazy today on the BVP. Nothing crazy at all, but that'll do it. 14-game slate in the books, a lot to talk about. Some really good pitching options, actually. Decent punts and lots of offense. So join us in the Slack chat or in the TQ member Discord. I recommend joining the NFL DFS season pass at the TQE at the Quant Edge. Use promo code Bubba to get the rest of baseball free. Get the best of both worlds. So check it all out. If not, join us at FantasySportsDegens.com where we got you covered in fantasy baseball and fantasy football with Bench with Bubba. Lots of great stuff going on over there. We'll have some NASCAR coverage this weekend and much, much more. So go check it all out. And hope everybody has a great weekend. As this was your MLB DFS Quick Hits Friday, August 9th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.